the biggest thing about it, the new challenge, something fresh, and I can't wait to get started, really, which is not like a football in pre-season. The last thing you want to do is go back playing when you're on your holidays, but I can't wait.
Would it be fair to say you're keen to have a fresh start after one or two things and perhaps not gone your way in terms of the injuries and unavailability and all that kind of thing at Accrington?
Yeah, well, you know, that was Accrington's best season ever last year, and on the personal, it was probably my worst. I had mixed emotions, obviously wanting the lads to win every week, but then not being part of it, it's hard to celebrate when you're not really contributing that much.
Yeah, as one of the longer-serving players, was it a difficult decision to make just because of the roots you've put down and the connections you've made and the history you've got there?
Yeah, it was a difficult decision. Obviously, I've got a lot of friends there. And, you know, I probably could have stayed there for the rest of my career, really, as long as I stayed fit. But, you know, it's a very short career, as you know. And it just felt like I needed a new challenge, and it was right.
I think people forget how relatively young you still are, despite the fact you've got a couple of hundred Football League appearances under your belt. I guess it must be a good opportunity to go somewhere with that experience but still have plenty of miles left on the clock in terms of your career.
Yeah, I think you've you basically put my answer into that question, really. You know, I'm only 26, got loads of games. I still feel like I've got a lot to learn and a lot to give. I still feel fresh, and rather than going when I'm like 33 or something to a new club, where you're on the way down, I still feel like I'm on the way up and can offer a lot.
You've had some real battles over your career with Morecambe. I guess the Morecambe fans will be happy to see you on their side battling against other teams this time round.
I've not really had a chance to read anything from the Morecambe fans or anything yet, so I don't know how they're going to take it. I'll put, take it well. I was laughing with Jim Bentley, the new manager, the other day when we had the big scuffle up in the tunnel, but it's so weird to still laugh about it now.
Yeah, how much of a selling point has Jim Bentley been? Because obviously he lives and breathes Morecambe Football Club.
Yeah, well, I've known Jim for quite a bit. We did a few courses with him. It's a personal training course that we did with him and got to know him there. And then obviously from that, we just have a quick chat every time we play. And he seems like a top guy, you know, he seems like a winner. And someone that I think I'll do very well playing under.
Are there similarities between yourself and the club in that you'll both be looking to do better next season after what's been a pretty disappointing campaign, and there's a real sort of hunger and fire in the belly about it?
Yeah, it wasn't, you know, I don't know what, anything on the inside, but obviously looking from the outside, it was a disappointing season, obviously, for Morecambe with the points total. But, you know, they seem to score a lot of goals. And if I can help with the defending side, hopefully it'll be a success next year.
Yeah, is that one of the big incentives, to go in there and try and turn around that defensive form and be a real leader out there?
Yeah, massively. You know, I like to think of myself as a leader, and you know, that's the kind of stamp that I'm looking to put on it.
And you talk about, you know, the challenge and the opportunity. How nice is it to get it sorted? 1st of June... know where you're going to be when you come back for pre-season and not have any uncertainty.
Yeah, I'll go on holiday tomorrow. So the big thing for me was to get it sorted before the holiday so I can just have a total relax then and then come back and hit the ground running.
And when the fixtures come out in a few weeks' time, I'm guessing there'll be two games in particular you'll be looking for, whether it's for good or bad reasons when the derby is on.
Yeah, I can't wait for that derby. You know, I've only got good things to say about Atkinson, but, you know, for me, personally, it's going to be a big occasion for myself.
And there'll be some familiar lads in that Morecambe dressing room, won't there? Just finally, the likes of Lee Molyneux, Peter Murphy, lads you know very well from Accrington.
Yeah, well, I spoke to all them before I made the decision, and they had nothing but great things to say about Morecambe. And even people who's at Atkinson who've played for Morecambe, you know, they've said nothing but good things about it as well.
And I guess it's a funny rivalry, isn't it? It's kind of friendly, apart from for the 90 minutes or the 180 minutes a season when they play each other. There is a lot of mixing and mingling between the clubs.
Yeah, I've never really sensed that much of a rivalry in the fans as in like a bad thing. like, it's always been quite friendly banter and stuff like that. But I think on the pitch it'll get quite intense next year.